Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Saturday, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get into it. I've been really busy bullying members of the LGBTQ whatever community today. Because I'm sick and tired of their shit. They're having one of those pride fag events in a town close over to me, or right next door to me, in Gorham, I think it is. Gorham Pride. And they decided that they were going to invite a drag queen to read to children. And that's all I really have to say. But it gets worse. The stage name for this dude is Letta Dickin. LettaDicken. Letta Dickin. Letta Dickin. And there's been a video produced of this performer pretending to perform fellatio on a mannequin, and it's very like the mannequin has a big penis, and this dude is down on his knees in drag sucking this mannequin off in front of a crowd. This is who they want to have read to kids. So I've decided I'm not just going to continue to bitch about this stuff anymore. I'm going to do something about it. So I'm working on organizing. We've got about 8 guys so far, but I'm working on organizing a crew to protest, to provide opposition to this event. Because I'm living in this area, I can't just permit this shit to happen around me. And the thing is, it's always, well, it's not your kids, it's not your, why does it matter if it doesn't bother you, if it doesn't affect you? Homosexuality, sexual deviancy, transgenderism is starting to infect and affect every part, every facet of my existence now. Everywhere I gotta see it, I gotta look at it, I gotta hear it, I gotta smell it. It's constant and incessant. And I'm not gonna sit here and let the world get overrun by faggotry and sit on my hands and do nothing. So I'm going to put a stop to some of these events. I'm telling you right now. Ethically, morally, non-violently, of course. But I'm going to do whatever I can to disrupt these events and to show people light in the way, I will. Within legal bounds. It's my First Amendment right to express my displeasure with Letta Dickin reading books to children in my community. And more of you men out there need to start growing a pair of fucking balls and doing something similar. How long are you going to let these people trample all over what this country was not founded on? Just do whatever you want. This country was founded on a set of principles, values, like a code of ethic and conduct, or a code of conduct and ethics. It wasn't just the founding fathers, who were Christian, by the way, didn't come over here in a treacherous boat ride with scurvy and disease and come over here and have to fight off Native Americans and conquer the land and deal with more disease and harsh winters and all this, and just basically open up the frontier. The America is the frontier beyond the West. It was not founded so that dudes could dress up as women and read to children, but also on the side perform sexually explicit acts to the love and adoration and cheers of a crowd full of sodomites. That's not what this country was founded on. And I'm tired of the, it's all going to hell in a handbasket, Jesus, please come back. I'm tired of seeing that comment. And it's mostly women. I can't blame women because there's not much women can do. They could stop voting. That would be a huge help. You could stop voting, shut your mouth, get back into the household, and start raising your kids properly. If you want to know what you could do as a woman, there you go. There you go. But us men need to start putting our foot down in putting a stop to this nonsense and this perversion. How much longer? How much more ground are we going to give up? It started with, let us get married. That's all we want. And then it was, well, you have to bake my wedding cake or I'll sue you and dox your store and get your store shut down and hate mail and death threats because of your religious views regarding homosexuality. I have the right to express what I want to express as a homo, but you can't as a Christian. So you have to bake my cake. And then it was, well, now we have to start talking about this in school. And then it was, now we need to have an entire month devoted to the fact that I have sex with people with the same genitals as me. A whole month devoted to this. Corporations, media, TV, news, Netflix, everywhere you turn. Pride flags. So proud of what? So proud of what? What are you proud of? You've accomplished nothing. You can't do anything. You can't even keep the civilization moving forward because you can't reproduce. Proud? Pride? And then it was like, okay, well, now you have to start letting us mutilate our own bodies. And not only us, but now we're going to start confusing your children. Now we're going to be the devil on your child's shoulder, that little broken kid from a broken home. Well, the way, maybe you feel the way you do, little Timmy, because maybe you're not actually a boy. The devil on this kid's shoulder, whispering in his ear. I couldn't even share it to my Instagram page the other day because it was that explicit. You guys know I share everything. It was a picture of a guy that had what they call bottom surgery. So he had his penis and his testicles removed, and he got a big axe wound put into his body, and he showed a picture of it on a subreddit, and he was like, hey, I'm really worried about this. And I opened the picture, and my goodness, it looked like I haven't seen something like that since Best Gore when I was a teenager with a dial-up connection and no internet screening procedure. It was disgusting. And they're doing this to kids all over the country because they're creating lifelong patients. The moment you transition, it's not like you just transition and you're done, you're a girl now. Or you transition, you're done, you're a boy now. You're on medication for the rest of your life. You're on hormone therapy for the rest of your life. And then you have the complications. This guy that cut his balls and his dick off and put a hole in his body has to use a tool to painfully dilate the hole so it doesn't close up. Because nature knows it's not natural. Nature's trying to close the hole because that's all it is. It's a stinking wound. You'll never have a vagina. You'll never be a woman. You are a mentally ill man. And you will always be a mentally ill man, lest you turn from your ways and repent. Ladies, you could go ahead and get your vagina sewn up and have this weird appendage attached between your legs. You'll never have a penis. You'll never have testicles. You'll never be able to ejaculate. You'll never be able to produce semen or sperm, ever. You're a deformed woman. And people need to hear this harsh truth. You could dress up like a woman doesn't make you a woman any more than me putting a fucking fishbowl on my head makes me an astronaut. Pardon my French. But this stuff has to stop. more than, it doesn't make you, it, any more than me cutting my leg off and putting a wooden post on it would make me a freaking pirate. So, you all need to start really considering what your stance on all of this is going to be and what your role in all of this is going to be. Because I'll be damned that I'm going to sit around on my hands and let this shit happen to kids. I'm not... If you would have left the kids alone, I want to make something very clear. If the homo mob would have left the kids alone, I still wouldn't agree with a lot of it, but I wouldn't be nearly as riled up as I am. I wouldn't be nearly as anti-LGBT, blah, 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 LGBTGVTV. But you just couldn't keep your rotten hands off the kids. And you know why they need the kids? Because they can't reproduce. They have to pass their twisted ideology like an STD into the brains of these children, into their minds, and infect and convert them. They can't reproduce, so they have to convert. This is why you see it in little kids' shows. That's why it's subliminally slipped into these Disney and Nickelodeon shows now. That's why now there's pride flags in the schools and these books talking about little boys giving each other blowjobs and all this other disgusting, sick, twisted nonsense. And it's because Christians are too nice. Too nice, accepting, loving. No, we wouldn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It might turn them off. And now you got women pastors, which is hilarious. You've got openly gay pastors, quote unquote. I saw another post in the group the other day where something like, "Hey, I'm looking for an openly gay church." I'm like, that's not what, that doesn't even make sense. Doesn't even make sense. I'm looking for a dry brewery. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. And we've let this happen. And what's offensive to me is that we've allowed these people to take our faith and wear it like a little piece of jewelry, right? A gay church. You don't do this instead. Since you homosexuals are all so proud and, you know, you, nothing scares you, and do it to a mosque. Go ahead and start a gay mosque. I dare you. You wouldn't, because those brown dudes would pull you out of the mosque, and they would cut your throats open in the streets with machetes. You know it, so you won't do it. Now, I'm not saying that Christians should be killing people at all. It's not what I'm saying. But we certainly should not be sitting by idly on our hands while we permit this nonsense to happen. And if you don't like to hear what I have to say about this stuff, don't listen to me. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to my podcast. Go ahead and leave me no stars. Nobody gives a shit. You know what I mean? Ooh, I left them one star. That'll show them. Retard. Don't listen to me. But Don't sit by and call yourself a man and let this shit happen. You're no man. If you permit this stuff to happen in your community, if you avert your gaze when they go parading by your house with their rainbow flag, which is an affront to God himself, you're no man. Why? Because you lose your job? Because they'll cancel you? I've been canceled. Wasn't that bad. I came out just fine. I came out better. In fact, I wouldn't mind getting canceled again. So, you guys really need to start waking up. You really need to start waking up. You need to pull your heads out of your asses and get ready to get your head in the game, because unless we put an end to this, nobody's going to come and stop this. It's up to us. It's up to us. For the kids, man. We're talking about our children. We're talking about the future of this country. And our future, the future of this country is in the hands of our children. And if we're not actively trying to protect these kids, every single day we're losing ground. Every day. Another child gets lost and sucked into the horrible, just sick, twisted world of gender ideology and homosexual, all these horrible things that ruin people's lives and leave them lonely at the end of their lives and disease-ridden and childless and mutilated. I'm mean because I care about you. I'm mean because I care about the kids. Because people aren't going to listen to just nice guy talk anymore. That doesn't get anybody's attention. Oh, let me come alongside of you and affirm you. And, you know, maybe if I build a good enough relationship with this person, maybe they'll start to, I could sit down and talk. Nah, I'm going to get right up in your face. I'm going to get right up in your face, homie. Whether you like it or not. All right? Peace.